sixth parak of Krisis, ninth Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Oime. Rabbi Shimon says, Kvasim kodim l'izim v'chol mokim. The Torah always says the kvasim before the izim. Yochim l'ishem v'chol, maybe you would think it's because a sheep is better than a goat. Tam l'oima im keves yovi kobono l'chatis. Melab shishneim shkulim. It says if you bring a ace or if you bring a keves, which means either one is good in the eyes of the Torah. Torah kodim l'yoyim v'chol mokim. The Torah, which are the bigger birds, older birds, are always mentioned before the bnei yoyina. I think it's because the tar bird is more choshev than ben yoyin. Sometimes it switches the order. It tells that they're both choshev. The language is nehem shkulim. Av koydim le'em b'chol mokim. Father goes before the mother in every place. Yochel she kvoida av oidev al kvoida aim. I think maybe it's because the covenant of the father is more choshev than the covenant of the mother. Tamal leima yish imoy v'ovav tiru. The language is nehem shkulim. That they're both equal. In other words, as far as the son's concerned, they're more choshev. But if they both make a request, the request of the father comes before the son has to the request of the father before the request of the mother. Him and his father both are chayiv in the covenant of him and his mother are chayiv in the covenant of his father. Chaim Tam Taira says also by Tam Taira, Imzocha Aben Lifnei Rav Koydim Eso Abba Chol Mokim. If a person had a Rebbe and he has a father, so the Rebbe comes before the father also, because him and his father have to mechabed the Rebbe. End of the Masechta.